This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Vid Luther. Vid, I've seen you hanging around the IRC channel, and you've been involved in the PHP community much longer than I have. So I wanted to talk to you today and ask you three questions, and here they are. Here's the first one. How did you get involved in the PHP community?
Basically, my first job was I was a system administrator for a local ISP, and PHP had just come out. I think 3.0 had just been released, and our customers were asking us if we supported PHP and if we could help them debug some of the scripts or something like that. I was a Perl guy. I had never heard of this PHP thing. And I needed to support my customers, so I basically started going on FNet, on IRC, and hanging out in the PHP channel, and realized it was kind of fun, and that's how I basically got into it, to help our customers.
That was cool. It. Okay. Now, talking about the community itself, what's the biggest benefit you personally or your company or your employer gets from participating in the PHP community?
I think the biggest thing that I get is I actually learn a lot. There's a lot more smarter people than I am on IRC and the emailing lists and the forums and stuff like that. And it's really humbling, because when you're kind of just working on your own little projects or just for your own customers, you think you have a complex problem, and then somebody on IRC tells you that, oh, they're dealing with a petabyte of data and they're trying to figure out how to do something, and makes you go, oh, okay, so my little 100 kilobytes of CSV dumps are really nothing. And you just learn a lot more about different kinds of problems people are solving, and it really makes you realize that PHP is being used, or the project that you're so in love with is being used in ways that you never thought possible.
Excellent. Good answer. Final question, and let me set this one up. When I started using PHP, I was a sole programmer doing my own little thing and did not realize the extent of the PHP community. So, so talking to people like that, not people that normally hang out in PHPC and chat rooms like that. What advice do you have for people that want to get involved in the PHP community? What's the easiest way to get more involved?
The simplest thing would be to just get started. I mean, a lot of people are getting exposed to PHP by either WordPress or PHPBB or some other specific software that's written in PHP. Start getting involved in that community and fixing your own itch initially, and trying to answer other people's questions. It kind of relates back to question number two, where, I mean, best way to learn is to give or to teach, just start as quickly as possible. Don't feel shy. Don't think that your answer is dumb. Most of the people in the community are actually very nice. There are some a-holes out there, but that's in any community, and some people will make fun of you. But seriously, just start asking questions and learn to use Google and start answering questions for other people. And don't, depending on when the type of question somebody's asked and how often they've asked it, if it's the first time you've seen them, don't tell them to just go read the manual. Explain to them how you came to your conclusion or why you recommend something, and you should be fine.
Excellent. Great answer.
Sorry.
That's okay. Real quick, what's your local community group or your local user group?
Well, I'm in San Antonio, and even though Rackspace is the headquarters over here, there really isn't a local PHP group over here. So we actually have to drive up to Austin and meet with Keith Casey and the gang over there. So it's about a 60-mile drive up. It's meetup.com/AustinPHP or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that. And look, thank you for taking the time to be with us here today. And thank you for everything you do to make the PHP community special.
Yeah, thanks for doing everything you do, pal. You do a lot more than I do these days. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. DayCamp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. DayCamp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.